Well, this is disturbing news for people who don't get enough quality sleep at night. A study done at UC Berkeley shows that people in their 50s and 60s who are constantly disrupted during sleep have a higher risk for developing Alzheimer's disease in later life. To find out how sleep and Alzheimer's are linked, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Claire Day, spokeswoman with the Alzheimer's Association in Northern California. Thanks a lot for talking to us. So how does sleep or the lack of it lead to Alzheimer's?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think one of the things that's really important for us to think about is that what we are learning about sleep, and there have been several studies over the last several years. This is one of them about that disrupted sleep. There's been a study on sleep apnea and its increased risk of developing dementia is exactly that, right? It's increasing our risk of developing the disease. It's potentially producing more of the protein tangles in a brain than in someone who's got good sleep. But what we don't really understand fully right now is why that's the case. I think that's part of where research is leading us to try and find out how all of these things that are connected to lifestyle interventions and things that we can, what we call modifiable risk factors, can actually start to decrease our risk of developing dementia. And researchers are working really hard to try and figure out why that is, whether it's cardiovascular or what other reason it could be causing that increased risk.
Okay, so we know some of the things that would help. I mean, if you've got apnea, obviously you want to get that diagnosed and get a CPAP.
Exactly.
But, you know, at a certain age, people wake up more at night to pee.
Yes. Yeah, and so and I think it's also worth noting, this is a small study. This is 95 people that were enrolled in this study. So it's really encouraging that we want to always look for more research to think about those things. But you can also think about ways to improve our sleep overall, and sort of what we call those sleep hygiene tricks. Ways that we can think about sticking to a sleep schedule, not exercising too late in the day, thinking about things like caffeine and nicotine. You want to avoid those things, especially later in the afternoon, because they can have a big effect on your sleep. And sort of contrary to what people believe, also thinking about avoiding alcohol drinks before you go to bed. You know, I know people will always say, oh, I'll have a glass of wine, it'll relax me. But it also, that presence of alcohol can reduce your REM sleep and keep you in a lighter stage of sleep, thinking about avoiding large meals, thinking about when you take those medicines that could delay sleep, and working with your healthcare provider around some of those things. And so the researchers in the study are recommending that if you do have disrupted sleep, that you should check in with your doctor and see if there are some of these things that you can do to decrease those risks.
And I was just reading another study this afternoon that said if you fall asleep with the lights on or with the TV on, that can disrupt your sleep as
well.
Yeah.
I know, and we've become so, if you think about our addiction to these devices that seem to be attached to our hands and that those types of that light that comes from those is really not supposed to be good. You're supposed to sort of stop those after certain times of night, have it dark, try to not nap after 3 p.m. That's another good one that sort of makes sure that you're really tired when you go to bed.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks very much for the time, Claire Day, with the Alzheimer's Association, Northern California.